Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at Fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Wednesday, March 31st, the end of the first quarter. As I reminded you guys yesterday, time to do that rebalancing if you don't have it done automatically for you. Also a great time that if you've done your taxes and you're doing your rebalancing, maybe take a look at your investments and make sure they're aligned with your financial goals. What a mysteriously great idea that is, Jill. I was on my friend Moshe had, what did I do, Mark? It's not really a podcast. What did I do for him? Oh, I did an Instagram live. That's what I did. Who knew? With my friend Moshe. He used to work at CBS News, and he just did like this rapid fire questioning. And every time he asked me a question, like, what's the rule of thumb on this? I said, there's no rule of thumb. And I knew that he was getting kind of like, oh, come on, I need to give rules of thumb. There's no rule of thumb. It's like asking me to tell you, like, what's the best practice? I'm a 42-year-old man. What should I do for my fitness? I mean, I don't know. Where did you start? What are you trying to do? What are your goals? What are your objectives? So I feel like this is the time of year to really make a difference, gang. Again, tax time, end of quarter, you know, investments probably doing pretty darn well overall. How about taking a deep breath and say, how are we doing with our financial goals and objectives? That's what I want you to think about. That's such a great goal for in general, just to say, let me shift away from this transaction called the investment side of my life to the, hey, financial planning. Am I talking like a certified financial planner? That's because I am. And so is Mark. And we want to help direct you and guide you and coach you to get to the best possible outcomes for you. If you've got a financial question, send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. If you're on our website, jillonmoney.com, you can just hit the contact button. Don't forget to tell us if you'd like to join us on the program live. That's what we love. That is what John from Wisconsin did. Hello, John. Welcome to the program. What can we do for you, sir?
Hi, Jill. Hi, Mark. My question is around Roth IRAs. My wife and I have been contributing to Roth IRAs for several years now. And we are in the high income or higher income where we have to do the backdoor Roth. And one of the confusion points I have is I've heard in past discussions on your show that you have to have everything in Roth IRAs, and that's not the situation we have. We have 401ks, we have Roth, or we have rollovers, we have traditional IRAs, we have Roth accounts. I have a taxable account, and most of that is all in Fidelity. So I guess my confusion is, do I have to convert everything that's a traditional to a Roth to have a Roth?
Okay. So it's very confusing, which is why I had to go back to my friend, Ed Slott, who we've had on the program. And he's the one who first raised the red flag to me about the IRA to Roth IRA conversion process and the pro rata rule. Now, here's the deal. This is like kind of a weird thing, but for the purposes of even a backdoor, all of your IRAs are treated as one big IRA account. So even if, for those of you listening, if you have an old SEP or a simple IRA, it's all like one big thing, okay? Because these are all treated as one account, you're not supposed to, you generally can't segregate after-tax contributions. And so what the IRS does is they say, well, some of this money is pre-tax funds and some is after-tax funds. And this is what essentially is the pro rata rule. When you have these old legacy accounts, it's not to say that they're going to come after you and beat you down. Because I mean, I don't know if the IRS can barely keep up with the things they have to do on their, you know, on, like bigger problems. But when you have these old accounts, we like to kind of clean them up a little bit. So let's see the best way that we can clean them up for you guys without causing a huge hardship. So number one, how much money do you guys make together?
We combine about $200,000. That's for myself and about $150,000, and my wife makes about $50,000.
Okay, great. Is this the only retirement planning you're doing, or do you have other retirement accounts that you are contributing to as well?
No, everything we have is in Fidelity.
Okay. And you don't have 401ks, I mean?
I'm sorry. Yes, those are all in Fidelity as well. But so my wife and I each have a 401k that we contribute to, and both of those are Roth as well.
So
they were traditional, and then both companies allowed you to start doing Roth. So I'd say the majority of it, each account is still a traditional, but all the
new money
for the last 5 years have all been Roth.
Oh, that's good. This makes it a lot easier. Okay. How much money is in traditional IRAs that's outstanding right now for you guys? Not, you know, again, that old, you said you had a couple of old accounts. How much money is in each of those accounts?
Yep. So we have two accounts each, or one account each, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And those are a rollover. One's a rollover, one's a traditional IRA, both combined to 81. And then we have our separate Roths that combine to 300.
Okay, wait. How much was the rollover? Because there's going to be an easy conversation about that one. How much is in the rollover?
50,000.
40 or 50,000. You, is that yours or your wife's?
My wife's.
Okay. So the easiest thing to do for her is you take that rollover and she rolls it back into her current traditional 401k and make that go away.
Okay.
Just pop it into the traditional. And there's really no downside. You're in Fidelity, right? You got a lot of great choices inside of these accounts. It's fine. Now, tell me about this traditional IRA that you have. How much is in there?
25,000, 30,000.
How much cash do you have on hand?
50,000. Mm-hmm. Part of that would be our emergency fund. And part of that is just, I like a nice cash cushion.
Okay. You know, so ideally what I would have you do is I would have you convert what is left in that old traditional IRA that you have. You're not in a huge tax bracket. I mean, you basically, when you said you make $200,000 in income together, is that before or after you actually make your retirement contributions? Is that your gross or is that what looks like your bottom right-hand corner of your tax return?
No, that's about gross.
So, and are you both maxing out your retirement accounts at work?
We are. Yep. Yeah. We've done a zero-based budget for many, many years now. And we, every dollar has a name, if you will. And so we pay ourselves first.
Okay, good. This is what I think you should do. I think that, you know, you would have to pay the tax due on this 25 or 30 grand. Okay. And in the traditional, but if you're both, you know, you're both putting this 19.5 into, how old are you? I'm sorry, I missed that.
I'm 40 and my wife is 36.
See, you sounded very young. I was presuming you were under the age of 50. You guys, your top bracket is 22%.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's two choices that you can make right now. One is that you say, I'm going to convert all of this traditional IRA money. I'm going to add 25 or 30 grand to my top line. I'm going to have to pay tax on it. It'll be at the 24, the 22% tax bracket, whatever. Some of it will be in each bracket. And I'm just going to make the problem go away to the IRS. The other idea is that you can just convert the amount that will keep you within that 22% tax bracket, convert that amount, and then maybe not for, did you already do your Roth conversion for this year?
No, we have not.
I don't know if I'd do it for this year. I don't know. I feel like there's a red flag. Mark, do you think that it raises a red flag to keep doing it? Yeah, I think that what we would rather you do is not do the conversion for this year and wait convert your traditional IRA. Next year, you can resume everything. So then we don't have a traditional IRA in your name. Your wife's rollover goes back into her traditional 401k at work. And now next year, you start with a Roth, you do the backdoor Roth and start from the beginning, and you'll be in great shape. And I think that works. But the fact that you have this old money sticking around is a bit of a, it could become a problem. And again, I'm not saying it will be, but I think that it's really important that we just clean it up just in case.
This really helps because I've been thinking about doing that already and you're just sealing the deal.
All right. What else is going on? You got some kids. What else is happening in your life?
Yeah, well, we've been funding our 529s. My daughter is 9 and my son is 7 and both of them have their 529. So we fund that. And then we got 5+ year old cars that are paid for. So they drive really great. But, you know, I'm stashing cash because eventually I plan on having we'll have to invest in a new vehicle.
All right, John, you have been a delight. Let's clean up these old retirement accounts. Let's move on. And you give us a holler if you need anything else. Okay.
Great. Thanks, Jill. Mark, you guys have a great program. Like I said, I'm a newer listener, but I really appreciate the program you run. I think the questions are really good. You put things in a really great, nice, easy way to understand. So I recommend it to a lot of my friends.
Oh, thank you so much. We so appreciate it. So join John in the fandom, in the base, and try to pass along this podcast to people who you think could use it. It's not for everyone. I get it. I'm not an every woman. I am a particular acquired taste, Mark. So if you think someone has financial issues and they would benefit from this program, shoot them a note, send them the link to the podcast, or just send them the link to the JillOnMoney.com website. And if you've got a financial question, of course, we encourage you to send us an email, askjill@JillOnMoney.com. Or hit the contact button when you're on our website. Don't forget that we always really do appreciate these questions from you, and we'd love to bring you on the air. So if you do have a financial question, let us know. Hey, I want to come on the air, just like John. Wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and please try to do something nice for someone else today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.